Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach, it's Mark Jones.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Got your email.
Okay,
oh, I've
great.
Had better days, but I could do worse, I suppose.
So I got a little bit of feedback from underwriting, and they were just looking at credit, and they had noticed with the Chase card that there wasn't a payment from December to previous, and that the balance is over the actual amount. So just they were curious, like, what's going on with that? Could you tell me what happened?
Well, there was an issue for several months in actually not getting the bill because we moved. I actually have it sitting in front of me. And I called them earlier, and they wanted to transfer me to an agent. I didn't have time to do that. I was going to be making a payment on the card.
Okay.
So we will be catching up with that probably next month.
Next month. Okay.
Yep.
It's just that, you know, payment history is a pretty important part of this whole process. So they, you know, they had questions about that. It kind of it makes you look high risk, basically, is what I'm gathering.
Did they check the Bank of America card and the other Inc. Chase card?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, and then they just said there was like just another small issue there, or not necessarily small, but it looked like you may have gone to a broker who had shotgunned deals out everywhere that kind of affected your credit as well. It looked like some of the lenders were D-level lenders there. Yeah, it looked like, hold on one second, please. I'm just trying to pull up the information here that they had sent me. Yeah, I'm just trying to find the date here so I can give you a specific date. Come on, computer. So it looked like, if I was reading this correctly, it looked like towards the middle of May, towards the end of it, at one point, there was like six different lenders that were had looked at your credit in the same day. Actually, I'm sorry. This is last November, and between the 22nd and the 29th, there was about six different lenders that had pulled your credit, like Pearl Capital and Yellowstone, things of that nature. So that was kind of a concern as well. They were trying to, you know, figure out what was going on with that.
Well, we actually had a Yellowstone loan.
Okay.
That's been satisfied in full without a problem.
Great, great, okay.
You can call Yellowstone and verify that if you wish.
Okay, okay. So these, you know, these were the issues that credit is dealing with right now. And, you know, I want to go to bat for you. I want to get with my management right now and see if we can put something together for you. It may take an hour or two, but I can get back with you before I leave work today, and I can have some sort of information for you if that'll work.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, let me go get with my manager right now. And again,
if you have any more questions, please call me. But we did go out looking for funds.
Uh-huh.
And I did go to Yellowstone, and we did have a loan. And it, as I say, it was satisfied in full, without a problem.
Okay.
I spoke to hold on. I just grabbed the file here.
Okay.
Well, actually, I see a couple of people's names. Max Wannabe it went through. Hold on.
No problem.
In fact, they came back to me in March wanting to loan me more money. yeah.
Okay.
That was a lady by the name of, hold on, Melissa Rojas. She says, it was a pleasure speaking to you. Please send me bank statements and we can get another account going for you.
Okay. Okay. But you had closed that account out, correct?
Paid in full and closed out, yep.
Okay. And then, again, with regards to the Chase card, so they were sending the bills to the wrong address and you weren't receiving those? Is that what the...
That's right. That's right. And I'm sorry. I'm rather anal. I don't pay a bill without a piece of paper.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't. They've straightened it out now. Well,
right.
They have. We're still dealing with some people that I don't know what the heck is going on. But
okay.
But it's weird. But anyway, I do have the latest bill on my desk.
Okay.
And it will be taken care of as quickly as is possible.
Okay. You know, that I will get back with my manager and credit. Again, I'm going to go to bat for you here, and I will have some sort of information for you before I leave today at 3:30.
Okay. Again, have them look at the other cards. The other cards are in excellent condition.
I will. I will.
This is the business card, and then the other two are, well, one's a business and one's a personal card.
Okay. Okay. I will definitely bring that to their attention as well. And again, I'll get back with you before I leave work today. I'll have some information one way or another.
That'll be great, Zach.
All righty, Mark. You take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.